Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. House impeachment manager Democrat Jamie Raskin grew emotional as he concluded the first round of arguments in former President Donald Trump's second impeachment trial. He reflected on the damage done when a mob stormed the U.S. Capitol.
An officer had a heart attack. An officer lost three fingers that day. Two officers have taken their own lives. Senators, this cannot be our future.
Trump defense lawyer Bruce Castor, meanwhile, condemned the loss of life that day, but defended the rights of free political speech.
I don't believe that the former president expects anybody to walk back any of the language. If that's how they feel about the way things transpired over the last couple of years in this country, they should be allowed to say that. And I will go to court and defend them if anything happens to them as a result.
The Senate, meanwhile, voted the trial is constitutional. Testimony will continue this week. As the Senate begins an unprecedented trial of the former president, House committees are working to draft details of the current president's nearly $2 trillion stimulus proposal. As NPR's Scott Detrow reports, President Biden is working to build more support for his administration's top legislative priority.
Biden wants to include money for vaccine distribution, protective equipment, and direct payments to most Americans. He has, however, indicated he is open to scaling back the much-touted $1,400 direct payments for people who earn more than $75,000 a year. Next week, the president will make his first trip outside of Washington to push his legislative plan. He's traveling to Milwaukee, where he'll take part in a CNN town hall Tuesday. Biden and Democrats want the stimulus plan signed into law by early March, and have made it clear they're fine proceeding on a party-line basis if needed. Scott Detrow, NPR News, The White House.
The Biden administration will soon begin allocating COVID-19 vaccines to federally funded community health centers. As NPR's Ping Wong reports, vaccines will be sent to some centers that serve vulnerable communities.
COVID-19 vaccines are now given out at hospitals, mass vaccination sites, pharmacies. Next week, the government is launching a program to get vaccines to community health centers. Marcella Nunez-Smith, chair of Biden's COVID-19 Equity Task Force, says the new effort will help bring vaccines to populations that are hard to reach.
So this includes people who are experiencing homelessness, agricultural and migrant workers, residents of public housing, and those with limited English proficiency.
The initial phase will push vaccines out to 250 community health centers that serve large populations of racial and ethnic minorities. Community health centers around the country serve around 30 million people. Ping Huang, NPR News.
A mixed close on Wall Street today. The Dow was down 9 points. The Nasdaq closed up 20 points. The S&P 500 fell 4 points. You're listening to NPR. Some 92 million TV viewers watched the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defeat the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl on CBS Sunday. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans reports the Nielsen ratings show it was the big game's lowest audience since 2006.
This year's Super Bowl will still likely be the most watched TV program of the year, but Sunday's numbers were the smallest for the big game since about 90 million viewers tuned in to watch the Pittsburgh Steelers defeat the Seattle Seahawks in 2006, according to Nielsen. CBS says 96 million people watched the game, citing a figure that included viewing across online platforms controlled by the NFL, the Buccaneers, and the Chiefs, which Nielsen doesn't measure. Factors that could have led to the low numbers include decreased viewing by groups at parties or bars due to the pandemic, and a blowout victory for the Buccaneers that may have encouraged fans to tune out early. Eric Deggans, NPR News.
Safety regulators are now blaming the helicopter crash that claimed the life of basketball legend Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and six other passengers in January of last year on a poor decision by the pilot. Federal regulators say the helicopter's pilot should not have flown into clouds where he became disoriented and then plunged into a Southern California hillside. National Transportation Safety Board says foggy conditions north of Los Angeles on the day of the crash also likely contributed. The pilot of the chopper frequently flew the retired basketball star, but investigators say ignored his own training, violated federal regulations. Crude oil futures prices moved higher for a seventh straight session, oil up 39 cents a barrel today, settled at $58.36 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.